sure.
To the bed. Brief snap. Wasn't too long.
All right. So, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. Disney has released Disney Plus. One of the marquee shows on that is a new show in the Star Wars universe called The Mandalorian. We're going to start with the man. He got murder in his name, and you don't want the drama that it brings. He just said he went to jail for the weekend. I'm just saying. He went on vacation.
Did a brief snap.
Yeah, basically. He's a fugitive from justice. So, talking about bounty hunters right now, how did you feel about the long-awaited Star Wars look at the Mandalorians, the long line of history for those characters? How did you feel about the first episode?
I liked it. I'm going to be honest. Like I said, I've been telling everybody. I even talked to Beep earlier. Shout out to him. When I finished watching the first time, I kept restarting my Disney Plus because I thought there was something wrong because the rest of the season wasn't there. So I wanted to watch more. I was like, damn it, why is there only one episode? This cannot be it.
Just a quick thing. Disney is going to be releasing TV shows each week. So The Mandalorian will come out over the span of the next 7 weeks.
Like I said, I like the show. I've watched it twice already. I probably would have watched it a third time if I didn't have to do a bunch of work today. I think it's long overdue. I think the ink should already be on the paper. Feige should already have Favreau written down, signed, to direct whatever this new Star Wars movie is going to be, because Favreau did a hell of a job with just this first episode to where it was intriguing, had my attention, the action was good. Pedro Pascal, I feel like, acted his ass off with a mask on. I feel like I could read his face through the mask. And like, Nick Nolte, I think, was a perfect caster for his character. The voice matches the character so well.
Mike has spoken.
Like I said, I mean, I'm serious, man. I was done and I was just like, this is already better than the new Star Wars movies. What the hell took y'all so long? What took y'all so long? This 34 minutes kills Force Awakens.
Yes.
I don't even remember the damn name of the second one.
It's not even important, no.
They did a fantastic job. They set the tone for what a Mandalorian is. And the twist at the end, I never would have seen it coming. I think it hints towards the direction they're going to go, but I'm all for it.
Okay. So we're going to talk to the person that, other than God, he is the biggest Star Wars fan. And Jay, how did you feel about the first episode of The Mandalorian?
At first, I wasn't going to even try to watch it, just for a simple fact, because I'm just so tired of being disappointed. Mike said it all, man. This thing was really, really, really fucking good. I mean, it basically shat on everything that has been Star Wars for the past, 4 years? Within, 35, 40 minutes?
Correct.
Just that one episode is just better than all the movies in the last 4 years.
Correct.
4 or 5 years, whatever. I don't even know when the first one came out. I'm so...
2015, and the last one was 2018, 2017?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like Mike said, man, it's like, I've been talking about doing something with Boba Fett, Mandalorians, for at least a good while. And then for them to finally do it and do it the way that it should be done is amazing to see. I was actually kind of, I don't know if you heard me, Barry. I was sniffing a little bit because I was just so happy.
Well, I was watching this with James, and the first thing he said is like, I got to get me a Mando suit.
Yep. Like, for those that don't know, I cosplay every once in a while. I haven't done it in a minute, but Jedi was my shit. Jedi fan film, all this stuff, Star Wars fan film, all this stuff, right? And I was thought about, I need to do a Mando. I need to do a Mando. Now it's confirmed. I'm doing a motherfucking Mando. Always wanted to, but now I'm doing the shit. There's nothing stopping me right now. All that's stopping me is me. And I'm not stopping myself, so fuck that shit. I'm doing it. It was just amazing, man. It looked good. The practical effects were good. The CG was good. There was nothing really wrong with this movie. I mean, I said movie. Well, I feel like a movie because the way it looked, but everything else was just
so good. It's like a miniseries, more or less. Yeah.
Just so good. And I agree with Mike also. Like, the ending of the episode, it kind of left you on a cliffhanger, and I'm looking forward to the next episode. I kind of wish they had it like Netflix and Amazon kind of had all the episodes.
Yeah, pretty
much. But I understand they probably want to do something different, but...
Well, they gotta make people watch Disney Plus for other reasons, basically. Other than like one show. That's really what it is.
So I get it. But it was very well done. They did set up the lore of the Mandalorians, because Mandalorians are like badass. And you kind of felt him walking around, that motherfuckers feared his ass. They're like, oh shit. They just
wanted even to- the first scene. Even the first scene.
They set the tone in the very beginning that he's not the one to be fucked with. And that's how it should be, especially with the Mandalorians. They are not anyone to fuck with. Like, Jedi's don't fuck with them. They're not afraid of Jedi's. They're not afraid of Sith. They'll just kill anybody and whatever. They set that tone right there from the very beginning. And just the first sequence when going after a bounty and he got into some shit, and he basically killed dude through the fucking front door. I was like, God damn. I was like, okay, this is where they're going. It's like, now it's like, come on, man. You just get rid of J.J. Abrams and get Favreau the shit. Just give it to him. Because he wrote that shit, too.
Yeah. He didn't direct it, but he wrote producing the series and then writing most of it.
Just give it to him right now. Just stop what you're doing and just give him the reins.
All right. Well, let me just step in. As someone that is not the biggest Star Wars fan next to God, I didn't think this was possible. But somehow, some way, someone at Disney had some common sense to turn things around with one episode of a TV show. First of all, this show gets right what Rogue One and also Solo got wrong, that they established the world, and this world is very gritty and it's rough to live in. This show is everything that I would want in Star Wars. I don't want any more movies. Just give me this and give me competent this, just with the fact that it looks more like a movie than just a regular TV show. So it's not operating off a TV show budget, because Disney has more money than any other studio to pump into this. But it looks great. The costumes are great. The acting is great. Everything about it, even the story arc, the cliffhanger of the first episode. So are they going the noble route? Or are they going the dishonorable route? How is this going to happen? I'm 100% behind this. And again, I did not think this was possible based off of the raid trilogy of Star Wars. So
yeah,
does this make me want to go see the last movie? No, not really. Makes me want to go watch more of this. And again, the reason why Disney is doing this is just because somehow they have to lead up to people kind of being interested in the last trilogy movie.
I was kind of on the fence to see The Last Jedi. What was it called? I don't even know what the fuck. Rise of Skywalker. Yeah, yeah. See, I don't even know the name of that shit no more.
I can't even remember the second movie's name. Mike was talking
Last,
about
The Last Jedi. Jedi. That's what it was. Yeah, I finally remembered
it. It was?
So, so, I was on the fence about seeing that movie, and I'm still on the fence. I'm even more so on the fence now, because I'm like, you guys have done a great job with this television show. I don't want to see the movies at all. Because first I'm asked, is there a Mandalorian in it? No? Or I don't give a shit. So I know a lot of people that are Star Wars fans are going to probably say, well, you're not a true Star Wars fan. I'm like, yes, I am. I just
oh, no, he's a true Star Wars fan, people.
I mean, you can be a fan of something and not like a piece of it. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, I agree. But you, Mike, you know how fucking Star Wars fans are, man.
Yeah, I know.
Unbelievably fickle and toxic, everything. Well, you're not a true Star Wars fan. Yeah, I am. But the thing is, if I see shit, I call shit. It is what it is. And this is not shit. It just shows me what they could do. Discourages me a little bit, because they could do this, but they haven't been doing it. It's got to be J.J. Abrams, man. Has to be.
I don't fully blame J.J. Abrams. I put a lot of the blame on Kathleen Kennedy.
That too.
And Disney. And Disney, because once they got there, it was like, hey, look, everybody, you're getting more Star Wars all the time.
Yeah, it was just this big greed pull, and everything was, we're just going to pump out Star Wars because you'll go see it no matter what. And finally, I think it's gotten to a point where somebody kind of stepped in and said, look, I mean, like I said, when Luke Skywalker himself says, this isn't Jedi, what the hell are you doing? Then there's a problem.
Yeah.
And so now I think they finally got back, because Kathleen Kennedy's supposed to be leaving in a couple of years.
Good.
And Feige takes over, I think, because he's kind of already said, we're going to take a break. He's got an idea what he wants to do. It won't have anything to do with Skywalker. He hadn't said if it'll go Old Republic or any of the other stuff, but he said it'll be an original tale, but it'll be something that's going to work. And he's kind of got it mapped out. He just hadn't put out no details yet. So they're trying to fix it. When George Lucas is pissed off, you got a real problem. And when he says, look, I gave you a blueprint on what to do going forward and you totally ignore it, you screwed up.
So Lucas is that pissed off, huh?
Yeah. He's pretty upset. Like I told Beep earlier, we were talking, he didn't so much say it directly, but I feel like if you were in a room behind closed doors, I could almost see him saying he regrets selling the rights to it now.
Probably. I mean, one, because
he literally said that he gave them the exact blueprint of what to do going forward, and they did absolutely none of it. So it's the equivalent of you having a child, you're going to die of cancer, you tell this person, this is how I want you to raise my child in the future, and they basically say, fuck what you want, do whatever they want to do.
Okay.
I mean, that's the best way I can put it. Like, dude, you literally just don't even raise the person's child like they asked you to.
Yeah, and Disney just had dollar signs. I mean, it was all the licensing money from Star Wars toys and clothing and things like that, and then how much money they can make from these movies, and then the formulaic nature of the movies, particularly whatever the first movie was, and then Rogue One were pretty formulaic, and then Solo was just a mishmash of a whole bunch of different ideas, two different directors, and whatever Disney wanted versus whatever the director wanted. And then the last movie was, again, another mishmash of two different directors' visions. What Disney wanted, what Rian Johnson wanted versus what J.J. Abrams wanted. And this seems to be a clear focus of something in the Star Wars universe that doesn't involve lightsabers and everything else.
Fucking nerdgasm forging the Mandalorian armor and shit. I was like, oh my God.
James was like, oh God.
No lie, man. Mike, you know, I've been saying this for at least the longest fucking time, man. The longest time. And now to see it actually happen, I am fucking ecstatic. And I just hope they just keep the same energy going forward and just keep it going in this direction. Do I think it could get better? Yes. They set the tone perfectly. Have a feel for a person that's not into Star Wars to watch this. Already get the idea that Mandalorians are badasses.
If it wasn't for Mike saying, hey, this is actually pretty good, I probably would not have taken a look at it.
I'll tell you, man, I watched it the first time and I was like, maybe I'm alone, but damn it, this was good. I was like, why the hell was there one episode?
Then rewatched it with James, and it's still good the second time.
Yes. I can take you out warm, or I can take you out cold. Motherfucker, what?
Right. That droid was badass too, man.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was hoping he would stick around, but it's not to be. I think that was Taika Waititi.
Yep.
And Nick Nolte was the Nick Nolte was the short fellow. Mike has spoken.
But the thing is, though, I wouldn't be surprised if that droid is still alive.
Like, all them people are coming back. He may have shot a droid in the head, but I don't see the droid being done for the whole season.
And then the droid probably got going to have a bounty on his head, on the Mandalorian's head, because he didn't
follow code.
Yeah, didn't kill the target. So
that was the thing I was saying, where I was like, they kind of left it. I think I know how they're going to do it now. Mm-hmm. Where he basically made a moral decision. He's probably not going to deliver the bounty or kill it like he's supposed to. And now everybody's going to be after him.
Right.
Exactly. And you have all these other Mandalorians coming after this one. I'm all for it.
Yeah, I am too. Like, people don't understand how bad the Mandalorians are, man.
Go ahead and say it, James. Go ahead and say it. Tell us.
All I'm going to say, these motherfuckers didn't fear anyone, but motherfuckers feared them. They saw a Jedi with a lightsaber, was like, and? So what? What's your point? Okay. I got armor that could deflect lightsabers. So, yeah. And?
And plus, it's been a while since you've seen a proper Mandalorian. It wasn't since the second set of trilogies that you got to see one.
Right.
All right. Let's go to scores. Just review this one episode, but Big Mike, what score would you give it?
I mean, off first reaction, I'm not going to lie, it's a 10 to me. I literally have nothing wrong with this show that I found thus far. I mean, I watched it twice. I'm going to watch it a third time. Like I said, so far, I don't see anything wrong. I don't see where they had any kind of misstep whatsoever.
The only thing is that I need more episodes right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So exactly. If we factor that in, I'd say 9.5 then, only because they only put out one episode. I mean, like I said, I'm damn impressed. Friday, when the next episode comes, I'm going to be glued.
James, go ahead. What's
cool? I'm agree with Mike. 9.5. Only reason why I give it a 9.5 is because I wanted more, and they did not supply me with more. That sounds kind of odd. But yeah, if it was just like the whole season, we wouldn't be talking right now because I'd probably watch the whole.
I'd have binge watched it yesterday.
So because they did not have the option to do that, that is the only thing that takes it down from being a 10. Like right now, right after we're done, I may watch it again. Shoot, I may watch it during my lunch break because it's just that good, man. I'm so impressed with this thing, man. Because I really had low expectations because just of what they've been giving us of late.
Disney has destroyed Star Wars and diminished its importance in society by just sheer greed.
Like I said, I am going to go see Rise of Skywalker just because it's like, okay, let's see what they're going to do. But I already know it's going to be some bullshit. It's not going to be like this. I mean, I don't like Rey, so yeah. There's no characters in there that are likable. Not one.
Jyn Erso is more likable than Rey.
I agree. The thing is, how is it that I am more invested in a character that I just watched for like 40 minutes compared to a character that I've seen for at least, what, 2 movies?
Yeah.
That just shows the lack of writing. Like, the writing for the movies are just shit. They're poor, piss poor. I give it a 9.5.
Complete the trifecta and also give it a 9.5. As, again, somebody that's not that invested in Star Wars. I like Star Trek. And if Star Trek Picard is anywhere near the level of this show, it's like winning the lottery twice. This show has restored my faith in Star Wars. And again, as we said, that there's been a lot of different issues with Star Wars from the time that it was sold, from the time that Disney getting movies from now, from 2015 to 2030 every year. They had to pull back, kind of rein in what they were trying to do. If this is what focus is going to be after the last, like whatever this movie's called, I keep forgetting, whatever the next movie is.
It's not even worth it. Do you remember it? Rise of some bullshit, but if go ahead.
This is where Star Wars needs to be. I think this is the correct format. I don't think a movie would have done this justice just because I think it's 8 episodes. That is enough. Hopefully, between the release schedule that I guess that's going to like take us up until next year, I guess, at this point. Again, that's the only problem is that I can't go watch another episode until Friday. And then I think it gets a little weird with the holidays. And then it also gets weird again with Rise of the Skywalker. So like one episode might come out on Wednesday and another episode might come out on Friday and another episode might come out Friday, and the next episode comes out on Wednesday. Like, yeah, it's all weird.
All I'm going to say is that please keep this up. Please. From a Star Wars fan to Disney, please, for the love of God, just keep this up. That's all I'm asking. I don't ask for much. I really don't. That's all I'm asking.
It's like James is asking just for $1 a day. You
can keep James happy. Basically, man.
By paying his Disney Plus subscription.
Just don't fuck it up, man. I mean, you already killed Star Wars in a movie, so just keep this going. That's all you have to do. It's not hard. It's really not hard.
It's coming down James's eye, and he looks so sad. And that's the Beast Game Podcast.
No lie, though. I was getting kind of emotional a little bit, man.
It's like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like, woo!